Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
It's like a girlfriend you broke up with. That's in the past. The late night anger management class continues, as does the countdown to Super Bowl 55. Thanks to all of our guests that have been joining us and our producers. Matthias has been doing a great job. Shout out to Yang in the pit in in Studio 34 right now in Midtown Manhattan. Super Bowl coverage continues. And, of course, we'll be on all these networks. And if we're not on your network, then you better tune in, because we're going to be on the Sports Grid Radio networks, all of our digital platforms all day long, Super Bowl Sunday. Me and Scotty Farrell will be on from 3 until 6 Eastern time. So from 3 until 6 o'clock, we'll give you all of our best bets, props. We'll have some guests on. It'll be a great time with me and Scotty Farrell. I look forward to it. So Freddie Van Fleet goes off tonight, 54 points, sets the all-time Toronto record. DeMar DeRozan scored 52. Terrence Ross had scored 51, and Vince Carter had dropped 51. So Van Fleet drops 54 tonight, 17 to 23 from the field, 11 to 14 from three-point territory, 9-9 at the free throw line, played 37 minutes. You know what's amazing, though? That he scored 54 points on 23 shots. You know, whatever, man. Some of these guys in the NBA drop these big numbers. It's like, bro, you took 34 shots, man. All right? Yeah, you scored 42 points on 39 shots. You know, like some of these guys really heave it. That's impressive. But on a more serious note, and this is something that, you know, listen, the jackass trolls don't get it. Your lives are going to suck forever, all right? So I can't help you. But for people that actually want to be winners in life, Fred Van Fleet was undrafted, guys. All right? This guy was undrafted, man. And we're talking about a dude that was undrafted. He signed in the offseason, and when he re-signed with the Toronto Raptors, he signed the $84 million contract, I believe it was. And it was the highest contract ever signed for a non-drafted player in NBA history. Now, tonight, he just, not only did he beat the Raptors record, but Moses Malone, guys. Moses Malone, guys, who badass, one of my favorite players when I was a kid. Moses Malone, man, he had scored 53 points. He was undrafted. Fred Van Fleet just set the NBA record, most points scored by an undrafted player. So for all you kids that don't make a team, you didn't make a band, you didn't get a job, you got dropped up by a girlfriend, you got broken up with your wife, whatever, man. You know, if you work at something, you want something, you can do it. Fred Van Fleet came from Wichita State. He wasn't drafted. Guy's an NBA champion, and he just dropped 54 in an NBA game. Bring it.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lamoretti, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the DJs, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Breaking it down, countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers score 30.7 points per football game, guys. All right? This is playoff games included. So 30.7 points per game. The Kansas City Chiefs score 29.6. So Tampa actually score more than Kansas City do. Not by much, but technically here, so 29.6, 30.7. We've actually got, we got a 1.1 here. We have a 1.1 advantage for Tampa Bay as far as points scored are concerned. Points allowed, it's crazy how even this is. So points allowed, opponents' points per game, playoff games included, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have given up 22.3 points per game. The Kansas City Chiefs have given up 22.4 points per game. You believe that, Matthias? One decimal point difference. So actually, Tampa Bay have a one decimal point difference here. So Tampa Bay actually in a differential are plus 1.2. You throw in their home field and stuff, and KC being better, you sort of see where we arrive at three. But listen to this, guys. So that's how like dead even these teams are. This is what's crazy. So Mahomes and Brady, they actually have a history. These guys have played. They played in a couple of conference championship games as well. So they, you know, the stakes are pretty high here. It's amazing that nobody's repeated as a Super Bowl champion since Tom Brady in 2003 and 2004. And now Mahomes has an opportunity to do it. Yet to do it also against to beat Tom Brady in the process. And amazing, only two players in NFL history, two quarterbacks, have won Super Bowl MVPs in consecutive years, Bart Starr and Terry Bradshaw. So no one's even done it since the 70s. But get this, guys. So I just told you how close it is as far as their points scored and everything. So Mahomes and Brady have played four times. All right? You know what the point differential is? 121 to 120. 121 to 120. You believe that, Matthias? These guys have played four times, and the score is 121 to 120.
Perfect match.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, even tail of the tape, like in fight terms. This is what they call, Matthias, an even tail of the tape.
It's a pick'em. It's a good pick'em right now. Solid offense on both sides. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, if he's healthy. Then just look on the other side of the football with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, and obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And that team is star-studded. And this is a hard game to pick right now, Gabe. I got to say, I've been with the Chiefs all week, but now I'm starting to lean Tampa Bay. So I don't even know what's going to happen on Sunday.
You know what? I see a tweet here, and shout out to CBS Sports HQ for the tweet. The Buccaneers are actually the second team to host the Super Bowl at their stadium. Don't forget the Miami Dolphins with Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's good. It's a good point. That's a good point. That is a very good point. That's a good movie. You know what? Maybe I'll watch that movie this week. Get into the Super Bowl mood, so to speak. So we're talking about Mahomes and his devastatingly great career. Mahomes is 21-4 on the road in his career. And get this, in the four games that Mahomes lost on the road in his life, the Chiefs scored 38.5 points per game in those games. So it wasn't like he choked. Like, dear God, this guy just doesn't lose. So this year, the Chiefs were 8-0 on the road, and they scored 31.6 points per game. That's what I see the Chiefs scoring here. The Chiefs are going to get to 30-plus, right? I said 34-28 earlier last week. Then I said 34-27. I was thinking 34-30. I don't know. I got 34-30 popping up right now. Yet, I don't know, man. It's one of these games where I'm sort of all over the place. I've got Kansas City winning, and I've got it going over the number, but I'm trying to nail down the exact final score here, right? I'm trying to nail down, but it's just, it's amazing that the they both just have so much going for them. We can't underestimate as well the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' defensive line is badass, man. Sue, Villa, Barrett, Golston, the kid, Devin. The Devin Bush, you know, linebacker. That kid's a monster, man. Great football player at LSU. That kid's great. So they've got some good football players on their defensive side of the football. All right. So they've got, and don't forget about the issues on the offensive line with Kansas City. But yeah, whatever. It's Patrick Mahomes, man. Patrick Mahomes could light you up if there were three offensive linemen. We might have to do that, actually, just to make things fair moving forward. Interesting angle, too. And it's been brought up. People have, like, sort of said Spagnuolo. And, you know, when we talked last night, we talked to Mike Sando. And I said, what's the, you know, flying under the radar theme? And he basically said, Steve Spagnuolo. He said, you know, the job that he does with this Chiefs defense. And people have brought it up sort of in passing that he's had success against Tom Brady, right? That they've shut, you know, they've beaten Tom Brady before. Should be noted that Spagnuolo was the defensive coordinator, of course, of the New England in the New England Patriot game with the New York Giants. Giants beat him, right? So he's beaten Tom Brady in a Super Bowl before. And this is, you know, digging into the numbers as well. Spagnuolo's record as a defensive coordinator is 9-2, including 5-0 with the Kansas City Chiefs. He hasn't lost a playoff game yet. Fun game, great matchups. You know, we'll keep our eye on the, you know, the rain and the, you know, the wind situation and all that. But I was just thinking, Matthias, actually, and like I said, I used to live in Vegas, and even when I didn't live in Vegas, it was a tradition. Like, basically, like, I got to say, probably, I don't know, 7 to 9 times, like quite a few Super Bowls. You know, we can go through the list later that we're like, oh, yeah, we did the shows out of Vegas. We were doing the shows out of Vegas. And then we were living in Vegas. So I've been in Vegas for a lot of Super Bowls. And what I miss here, Matthias, is Super Bowl weekend. It used to be big. There always used to be a UFC card, man. There'd be a UFC card in Vegas, and it would be Super Bowl day next day. And you make a big weekend of it. We don't get that anymore, unfortunately.
There is a UFC card on Saturday, though, so we could virtually have a good little weekend with the UFC card on Saturday night and then the Super Bowl on Sunday. So we'll be action-packed.
Yeah, but there's not going to be hot chicks walking around in skin-tight dresses like there are, though. It's not the same.
No.
Way to be Vegas Super Bowl weekend. Well, you're married, so it's all right. But Vegas Super Bowl weekend, ooh, it's a spectacle at the UFC. It's a spectacle. And they used to always have big cards. It would be like, oh, it's the, you know, the, oh yeah, it's Super Bowl weekend card. We got to go big. You know, there'd be a couple of times a year, right? The New Year's Eve card used to be big. The 4th of July card used to be big. And the Super Bowl card used to be big. You know, whatever. They have so many cards. I'm not saying it's watered down as a product. I'm not, oh, it's watered down. Great product. But like you said, they seem to pick their spots like 3-4 times a year now only, that 2 times a year sort of. So yeah, as you mentioned, this week it's Fight Night 184, Overeem versus Volkov. Alexander Volkov versus Overeem. Who you like, who you leading with, Matthias?
I like Overeem in this. I like him at plus 170. I think he gets his fight to the ground. He's been reinvented over his last 3 fights, and I like what I've been seeing from the Reem over his last couple fights. I think he gets this to the ground and has a good time with Volkov on the ground, man.
Man, we got all these old dudes. Overeem's an underdog. Edgar's an underdog. Clay Guida, the carpenter, takes on Michael Johnson. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games
all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't. And wish you had. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember, there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends. And yeah, we'll say it. Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah. Yeah, I still feel tingly.
This is Sports Rage. I am RNC, Jamie Eisenberg will join us. CBS Sports Fantasy Stud, the guru, will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into some Super Bowl props and get his thoughts on how things are going to play out. DDG is asking in our chat, said, how come the line isn't moving if every handicapper that comes on likes Kansas City and the public all like Kansas City as well? 59% of the public are liking Kansas City. How come the line isn't moving? I'll tell you, because if they're not going to move to 3.5. It's the Super Bowl. There are people that like Tampa. Somebody bet $2.3 million on Tampa. And if it goes to 3.5, people are going to jump on Tampa. One of the reasons why it's not moving is because of just how even everything actually is, right? You know, Tampa are a good football team. They've won 7 games in a row. They got Tom Brady as their quarterback. They got a solid rushing attack now. They've got stud wide receivers. They've got a great defensive line. They've got a great coaching staff. Like, you know what I mean? They're not coming in. Like, if it wasn't against Kansas City, you know, Tampa might be favored in a game like this. You know what I'm saying? But hey, they got to play the Kansas City Chiefs. And one thing I will say as well, some of the books, I'll tell you, DDG, some of the books are pretty liable right now to people that jumped on this Tampa train when they found out Brady was going to go. And even though all, like, the so-called sharps, I'm sure everyone laughed, oh, well, everyone's going to run and bet on Brady, ha, 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 because he's on Tampa. They're not winning the Super Bowl, right? And here they are in the damn Super Bowl. It's crazy, like, some of these stupid trends that we talked about last week and the last couple of weeks have come true, though, or at least we're almost there. It seemed, like, kind of crazy, and I brought this one up weeks ago, if you remember, but I said that Tom Brady is 15-4 in his career in week one of NFL regular seasons. He's lost 4 times. Including this year. So coming in, the 3 previous times that he lost in week one, he went to the Super Bowl and won. Like, so it's kind of like, oh man, and here he is. He lost in week one and here he is in a Super Bowl. Like, it is Tom Brady we're talking about, you know? They are playing at home. Is that an advantage? I think it is, just from a comfort standpoint for them. They're in their stadium, you know? But, you know, Kansas City are just that damn good. That's the thing. Kansas City are just that damn good. I think Kansas City are going to win the football game, but our portfolio is going to be pretty diversified. I've been contemplating and thinking how much money I'm going to end up having on this game. And I usually do go pretty big on the Super Bowl, different degrees of big, different levels of big, you know, but I generally, you know, go out pretty big with this stuff. I've already got 5 plays in, $100 a play. I'm trying to keep all the plays even. You know, it's the best way to do it. If you're going to win money betting, play the same amounts in all the game. And you think, well, I like this game more than another game, then don't bet the other game if you don't like it. If you don't like it as much, don't bet it. That's sort of my thinking now, you know? And I've got to get more disciplined and bet less games, but continue on this. Just, you know, $100 a bet, $100 a bet. Now, I was thinking, listen, I'm probably going to put $500. I'll put like, you know, I'll put $400 on Kansas City to win the game and $100 on Mahomes to win the MVP. Or a little more, actually. Maybe $500 and $250.
So you're not $500 going to have the color of the Gatorade?
No. No, I don't do the color of the Gatorade stuff. I'm not above it if someone wants to do it. I'm not a gambling snob. I've bet on a lot of stupid things over the years. But no, I'm not down with the color of the Gatorade. I don't care. I don't care who they thank first after the game and all that. That stuff's like in those sports books in Costa Rica and stuff. That you might be lucky to get your money after you showed them 22 pieces of ID. I always love that. It's like, guys, you're a shady offshore illegal sports book in the Caribbean and you're asking me for ID? Like, you know what I'm saying? Those books are the best for that. Think about that. Yeah, no, like you guys, like it's like betting with the mob. Like I never had a mob bookie ever ask me for ID. It's like you're betting with some guy in Panama and they want your ID, photo ID to verify who you are. Oh yeah, you might be a minor. It's like, guys, you're operating like offshore. Your owner can't fly over American airspace because a U.S. Marshal will handcuff him on a plane. And you want ID for me? Come on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. not that there's anything wrong with that. But no, we bet at sanctioned sports books like FanDuel. All right. So as I said, so yeah, I'm going to go. And I'm not saying this to be a big shot or anything. There's going to be people who have a lot more money on the game than me. How much will you have on the game in the end? Matthias, how much will you bet Super Bowl Sunday? Like all in total, how much will you have riding on the game? I'll take a guess. Like I'll say $300 to $500.
You nailed it.
Three to 500.
You nailed it. Absolutely. It was closer to three, depending on how this rest of the week goes.
So what, like $50 a prop or $25 a prop, $100 on the game?
$25, and I'll spread them all around. You know, I'll probably have about 16 to 20 bets.
Yeah. So that's all right. You know, you can win. Have a nice day. I'm going to go. I'm probably going to have, I'm at five props now. I've kind of gone through them and I'm at where I'm at here. I might have 10, 12 props, $100 a prop. And like I said, so I'll have a couple of thousand. I want to win and go out with, you know, I'd like to win like five dimes or something on the way out here. But, you know, you don't want to go crazy because it's a Super Bowl. So, you know, I usually don't bet in advance this far in the week, but I'm sort of just chipping away 100 here, 100 there, and my portfolio's building. It's sort of like that I'm putting into bets that I'm worried about the line moving. Like the MVP is a good example. Like I think Mahomes is going to be the MVP at, I'm not in a panic to bet that right now. It's minus 105. What's going to happen? Ooh, it's going to go to minus 110, minus 115. I'm more concerned with looking at like, man, like a good example is like Kelsey was 7.5 earlier in the week. Yeah, big difference between 7.5 and 8.5, right? I missed out on that. So I'm sort of looking, I'm thinking, who do I better get in on now before this is going to move? So I got in on Tyreek Hill over on the over receiving yards. I got Kelsey over receiving yards. I took my over 4.5 touchdown passes in the game. I like the under penalty prop. FanDuel's got 11.5. That's great. McKinnis brought up, will Mahomes have more passing yards than Brady? And it almost seems to be true. But think about it, guys. The Chiefs could be up. And let's say the Chiefs have like a 20-point lead. They were up by 17 points before when they played them. That could lead to Brady having to throw the football and racking up some passing stats. Right? That could lead to Brady racking up some yards there. So Tom Brady's passing yard prop right now is 296.5. It hasn't moved. Mahomes was 325.5 earlier in the week. It's up to 329.5 right now. Williams rushing yard prop right now, KC, 29.5. Have we determined, is it Darrell or Darrell? I say Darrell. I believe it's Darrell. The other guy was Darrell Williams. This guy's Darrell Williams. Leonard Fournette, 48.5. That's come down. That was 51.5. That's come down a little bit. That's come down. Mahomes rushing yard. Listen, it's 19.5. It hasn't moved at FanDuel. It opened up at 30.5 in Vegas, that number. They said a bad number. Tom Brady rushing yards, 0.5. Nobody wants a piece of that. Everyone we ask, no, they don't want it. Hilaire is 30.5. Ronald Jones is 35.5. Jones could pop a few guys. Jones 35.5 could be interesting. We're going to kick the tires on that. So look, I got in on Kelsey at 97.5. It's 98.5 now. Chris Godwin, 73.5 receiving yards. I kind of like Godwin in this game at the end. I think that Godwin's going to have a big game here. They're going to be all over Mike. Dude, Godwin gets open more than Mike Evans does. Mike Evans is good, but Mike Evans just sort of scores touchdowns in this offense with Brady, right? He's not targeted all that much. Godwin is targeted quite a bit over the middle of the field and stuff. So his receiving yards is 73.5. Mike Evans, and it could be Godwin's last game, actually, with Tampa. He's a free agent. He probably is his last game. Mike Evans, 63.5. But I like Mike Evans to score a touchdown, not so much his receiving yard prop. So, look, I got Tyreek Hill at 91.5. It's 92.5. So my bets are in. Ooh, I got a yard difference. So Rob Gronkowski, 31.5. I want to buy into Gronk here, but if Gronk's receiving yard prop was 22.5, 23.5, I'd say, you know what? Man, it only takes a catch or two. He might be able to just get that old school lightning and for old time's sake, rumble down the field for a big game like he did in the Super Bowl against the Rams a couple of years ago. But I'm turned off by the 31.5. I think Brate is more of an impact player here. Mahomes passing and rushing yards combined, 349.5. 349.5. Now you start to get into, FanDuel's got all kinds of alternate type stuff. So if you think, let's say, all right, so Mahomes is 329.5 passing yards. Let's say you think Mahomes is going to throw for, you think Mahomes is going to throw for 400 yards. Mahomes 400 or more passing yards is plus 400. Those are pretty good odds, actually. For the difference, it's only, guys, think about that. I know it's a lot of yards. Brady threw for 505 again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
The Eagles, and he lost the damn game. Guys, the number is 329.5 at even money. For another 71 yards, you're getting plus 400. He had 200 in the first quarter last time. Bring it.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. The countdown to Super Bowl 55 continues. We're kicking it. SiriusXM, Channel 204. Let's bring in a man to help us break down the props of this football game and break it down from a DFS perspective as well. And I'll tell you what, next year, guys, before your fantasy football draft, you better be reading Jamie Eisenberg's columns. The number one accurate ranker in the business for like over a decade right now. Jamie, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the countdown to the Super Bowl is on right now. I'm getting excited. My prop portfolio is starting to grow right now. So the total is 56.5. It was a stranger game when they played in week 12. They ended up getting to 51 in a weird way. Tampa puts 14 up on the board in the fourth quarter. How do you see this playing out? What kind of pace do you see? Does it sort of fall in between 51 and 56.5? Does it turn into a track meet? How do you think the game's going to play out?
I think it's going to go over the total. I think we're going to see two offenses show up and put up some big numbers. Obviously, you know what the Chiefs are capable of. You know, the question would become is does the Tampa Bay defense that we've seen for the last several weeks, plus the loss of Eric Fisher, come into play and maybe slow down what the Chiefs are doing? But it's hard to see that happening with Patrick Mahomes on a big stage and knowing when Andy Reid, when he has time to prepare, you know about the history coming off of a bye. So obviously the 2 weeks to prepare is going to be in his favor. And then you see what this Chiefs defense looks like. They have some pretty amazing players on that side of the ball. But I think Tom Brady in the Super Bowl is obviously tried and true. So I think we're going to see a lot of points. I see this game, both these teams going into the 30s. I have the score right now, 31-30, in terms of favor of the Chiefs, but it would not surprise me if they go higher than that, just based on the two offenses that we're looking at.
Well, I love where you're going with this, Jamie, because I've got a lot of respect for you, and you're a smarter guy than I am. And I was thinking 34-28, and, you know, the last couple of days, I'm thinking, you know what? I might go higher here. I'm thinking 34-30-ish right now. I'm thinking 34-30-ish. And listen, we've had all kinds of guests on the show. It's our Super Bowl virtual media row, from coaches to players to, you know, handicappers, beat writers, etc. And now we get the fantasy perspective. But one common theme I've heard from everybody, Jamie, is number one, oh man, whenever I ask people to pick who's going to win the game, oh, it's tough. And they make cases for both teams. And everybody also says, well, Tyreek Hill's not going to get 269 yards again. You know, they're going to come up with something. And I'm thinking to myself, why not, Jamie? I'm not saying 269, but would it shock you if he has 212 yards in this game?
That might be a little shocking, but, you know, 169, you know, when you, you know, just take 100 off of a guy's day and say he's going to have a bad day, that's a pretty nice day. Look, he didn't have the greatest Super Bowl last year until the fourth quarter, and we know that, you know, the Chiefs have so many weapons. You know, we're hoping to see Sammy Watkins back on the field. You know, hopefully Clyde Edwards-Helaire is healthy. Obviously, you know about Travis Kelce. See what happens now with DeMarcus Robinson. As you see, we're just rattling off name after name after name. But Tyreek Hill is clearly the star, and so now the challenge has been dropped. Who's the fastest receiver in this game? Scotty Miller's thrown out that challenge. So you know Tyreek Hill's got that on his mind. He's going to want to go out and put on a show. He's typically going to put on a show anytime he steps on the field. And like you said, you know, he went for 203 in the first quarter last time these two teams met. Very strange stat line. He only got to 210 at the half. But obviously, he's a big-time playmaker. And so I do think he's going over 100. Do I think he's going over 200? That's probably asking a lot of any wide receiver in the NFL.
Jamie Eisenberg kicking it with us, CBS Sports, the fantasy guru. And, you know, listen, that's fine because I bet him over 91.5 at FanDuel. So over 91.5. I don't need 200. So talk to me about Travis Kelce. As a Bills fan, I'm having nightmares still, bro. I can't get over this, all right? Like, I just see Travis Kelce and I'm thinking, why don't you double team him? Why don't you triple team him? He did not kill them in the earlier matchup. His prop is up to 8.5 catches. Like, God, that's high. You know, to win our bet, we've got to get 9 balls from him. He's at 97.5 yards. What kind of game are you expecting from Kelce?
Yeah, next time the Bills should probably not play zone defense against him. That's probably the way to go. I think, you know, the catches are probably a little bit unrealistic. But I wouldn't be surprised if he goes over 100 yards, too. You know, the thing about this, and maybe this plays into the catches total as well, but you heard Patrick Mahomes say when he went with the media on Monday, get the ball out quick. And he knows he doesn't have Eric Fisher. He doesn't have Mitchell Schwartz. He knows what that pass rush means. And we know that it's very difficult to run on Tampa Bay, and they don't have the best running attack. So it's going to be a lot of short area passes. Well, who's that benefit the most? It benefits Kelce because of what he does near the line of scrimmage. So I think he's going to have the ball in his hands quite a bit. I think he's going to be heavily involved. You know, the Bucs have clearly shown that they can put some pressure on opposing tight ends, and obviously if Antoine Winfield's healthy in this game, he's going to be a big part of that. So it's very hard to go against anything Kelce-related because, look, had he played in Week 17, we may be talking about the guy who led the league in receiving yards from the tight end position. He's just such a difference maker, and he's looking across the field at the guy he's going to be compared to for the next several years. Is he the best tight end in the NFL? And that's Rob Gronkowski. I'm sure he wants to show something to the goat at that position as well. So I'll take anything on the over when it comes to Kelce, but it's very difficult, though, to look at those catches and say he's going to hit that number. Still, though, it's hard to go against what Travis Kelce's done this season.
Well, great segue into the tight ends because I don't don't have to tell you, but just for the benefit of people tuning in right now, the Kansas City Chiefs allowed 9 regular season touchdowns to tight ends, 5th most receiving yards in a regular season. Dawson Knox got into the end zone in the AFC Conference Championship game. And looking back in time, people often talk about Gronk being done. Gronk had a big game. Gronk had a big game in week 12. 6 catches for 106 yards. Brate had 4 for 36. We've seen Brate's targets really go up. I've already put my bet in here, Jamie, so please tell me yes. But I've got Cameron Brate over 2.5 receptions, and I want to bet on Gronkowski, and I'm thinking maybe yards. Talk to me about the tight ends of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I love the over on the 2.5 catches because, like you said, Brate has become the guy at that position. But it is still the Super Bowl. And the last time these two guys were in the Super Bowl together, Brady and Gronk, the biggest catch of the game against the Rams, remember, they didn't have a great offensive game against the Rams, but the biggest catch of the game was Gronk to set up the touchdown to Sony Michel to help them win that game. So Gronk, I think, will come up big in the Super Bowl. To what extent, we don't know. But anything over with Cameron Brate, and if you're talking DFS, this is the first week that we've seen where Brate is being priced ahead of Gronkowski. So obviously now the sites are recognizing that Brate is putting up bigger numbers. So the bargain is not there anymore. But now the bargain maybe switches to Gronkowski because of what he means in this big game. And again, he's looking across the field at the guy who is, it's very similar. Brady is the GOAT. Across the field is the GOAT now. Gronk is the GOAT tight end. Across the field is the best at the position right now in Travis Kelce. So those guys, when they get these type of matchups, they want to step up big. And I'm sure Brady to Gronk is going to be something that they want to say to their grandkids years from now. Hey, we won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, we won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, and we were a big reason why. So I wouldn't go against Gronk, I wouldn't go against Brate because of what the numbers are. I think both guys are going to be heavily involved. Like you said, we've seen the Chiefs really struggle against tight ends.
For DFS players that have to play the captain, right? You know, the king, the captain, etc. Who would you go with? Do you go with a Mahomes, or are you thinking outside the box and are you spending less money? You know, there's different ways to approach it when you get into the single game DFS format. Who would you captain in this situation?
I think both quarterbacks come into play. You know, obviously, you know the history of what the MVP is for the Super Bowl. It's typically going to be the quarterback because the quarterback has so much control of the game. And last year's game is a perfect example. You could have made a strong case that Damian Williams was the MVP of the Super Bowl. They gave it to Mahomes. So clearly, you know that the Super Bowl MVP is going to be heavily involved in the statistics. And then clearly, when you look at these two teams, the run games are not huge. Now, if you want to go against the grain and be a little different, you could put a guy like Fournette in the MVP spot, in the captain spot. You could put a guy maybe like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who hopefully has now 2 weeks to get that ankle injury right after. We didn't see him do very much in the conference game coming back from that ankle injury. He could be somebody that comes into play. Daryl Williams comes into play. But for me, I'm going to probably play Mahomes or Brady. I've already done two lineups where I did a heavy Chiefs stack. I did a heavy Bucks stack. It's different now, remember, because it is the showdown slate. So when you're talking DraftKings or FanDuel, it's not the typical quarterback running back lineup. You can play anybody you want. You don't have to play the quarterback. But I do think it's going to be a little bit against what is going to be in your best interest to shy away from the quarterback. So Brady or Mahomes should be in that spot. But again, if you want to be different, you can look at some of these other guys just to be a little bit cheaper. The thing I would say, though, avoid the defenses because there's going to be a lot of defense in these two games, in these two teams.
Let me ask you about Leonard Fournette. So Leonard Fournette, 93 yards against Washington, 63 yards against the Saints, 53 against the Packers. I don't know, box score observers might not be overwhelmed, but they were hard yards to come by. And what was really impressive is the 14 catches in the playoffs. He had 3 receptions in a matchup earlier in the year, but he's clearly playing better football right now. Talk to me about Leonard Fournette and what kind of game you think Leonard Fournette can have.
I think the thing that comes into play with Fournette, you mentioned the 14 catches, the same thing with Daryl Williams. Those are the pass-catching backs of their respective teams. And so with what Fournette has done, you know, I don't know if this is Bruce Arians just riding the hot hand or he's just shying away from Ronald Jones like he tends to do, but playoff Lenny is a thing for real. You know, he's done a nice job getting the Bucs to this point. And the thing that I hope that Bruce Arians doesn't fall into the trap of, which we see teams against the Chiefs do from time to time, is you think if you run the ball, you keep the ball to Patrick Mahomes' hands. They have to score points here. So I hope where Fournette makes his money is catching the ball in this game. I do think that's going to be a big part of what the game plan is for the Bucs. And we've seen Brady time and time again, you know, whether it's been Shane Vereen or, you know, the pass catching backs that he's had throughout the course of his tenure in New England and now Leonard Fournette being that guy in Tampa Bay. He leans on that position quite a bit, and he's leaning on Fournette right now for a reason. So I think Fournette's a good play in DFS. I think he's a good prop over on the catches because I do think, again, there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game, especially if Antonio Brown's still banged up. Scott Miller's going to have a play or two, but the third pass catcher is either going to be Brate or it's going to be Fournette, and right now Fournette is doing a great job catching the ball.
Jamie, we'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. We've only got about 2 minutes left. So, Mike Evans, the theme this year was, well, the targets were down, but the touchdowns were up, right? It was 8 targets against the Packers. He hasn't been healthy all year. How do you think, you know, talk to me about Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. How do you think they perform? Is Evans going to get a touchdown and the volume's not there and Godwin gets 5-6 catches? How do you think that plays out?
Well, the one thing with the Chiefs that we've seen, and comparing to the couple of matchups that we've seen from Mike Evans the last few weeks, you know, when he's got to go against a guy like Marshawn Lattimore or when he was matched up with Jaire Alexander, he doesn't do well in those type of scenarios. It's been kind of the case for him his entire career. The Chiefs don't have a guy like that. So I think Mike Evans is in a much better standing this week. Chris Godwin, this could be his last game with the Bucs. He's a free agent after this game. So I think both those guys are going to get their numbers. Obviously, if there is no Antonio Brown, which you know, we're going to find out probably by game time if he's able to play, that helps their target share even more. And so in a game where I think it's going to be a shootout, in a game where you're going to see Brady throwing all over the place, I think both those guys come into play as big-time target getters, as big-time producers. So in terms of Evans, you said it. He's done a great job finding the end zone. You know, he scored against the Packers. One of my best prop bets last week was the under on his 4.5 catches. And so he had those 2 catches on the first drive. You're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a huge game for Mike Evans. And then, you know, the Packers did a good job trying to contain him and move some things around. But he did find the end zone in that first drive. I think he's always in play to score. Brady loves him in the red zone right now. And so touchdown potential is certainly there for him. So if you're looking for who could be the first touchdown, you know, in terms of that prop, I think Mike Evans is definitely on the table.
All right, Jamie, so we literally have a minute left with Jamie Eisenberg, and man, time has just flown by. Great conversation, Jamie. Really appreciate your time. Antonio Brown, you know, seems to be up in the air right now. There's no guarantees. If he does play, are you buying in a little bit of a flyer, or is it a pass for you?
I think he's a flyer. You know, again, this is his moment. You know, I mean, talk about completing a comeback. You say before the season, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell will be playing in the Super Bowl. People look at you like a success. You know, but for Brown, it's all about health. You know, I think if he's on the field and he's 100%, you told me right now that he never had the injury. Brady loves this guy, you know, and so big spot. I could certainly see him coming up with a catch or two. We've seen it since he's gone down. Scott Miller with the play at the end of the half last week. We saw Tyler Johnson with a big catch as well. So they need a third guy to step up from the receiving position, receiving core position. And I think Antonio Brown, you know, this is his moment to say, okay, I've gone through hell and back. I'm still a good player in this league. I may be older, I may be slower, but you give me an opportunity, I'll make a play. So I'm not going to trust it fully because I don't know how healthy he is, but if he is able to play, I think you do take a flyer on him, certainly from a DFS standpoint.
Yeah, and maybe a touchdown, maybe to score a touchdown prop. Jamie, thanks a lot. I know you're really busy doing a lot of hits. Keep up the great work. Shout out to our former colleague and a great guy, Frank Stample, over at CBS Fantasy right now. What up, Frank? We miss you. Give me the fish. Something that Frank always did love when I'd bet on the Dolphins, and I'd say, give me the fish. So shout out, Frank, and shout out to Frank. And hey, thanks a lot for the time, Jamie, man. Great insight. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning, level 3. Thanks to Jamie Eisenberg. Man, we could have asked him like 102 questions. Great guest this week. Great guest last week for the Super Bowl. We'll have to top it. March Madness will be the next main event that's coming up after this. That's not all that far off, actually, man. We're already into February right now. And boom, you know, it's March. If there is a March Madness, if there is, which I think there will be. I'm not saying there won't be, but I'm saying like on time and everything. It's going to be different. And we didn't get to that. We'll get, you know, we'll start talking more college ball next week and stuff. But it's very interesting. The NCAA actually sent out the March Madness protocols, COVID protocols. It's hardcore. You know, this is like hardcore punk style, all right? Like, it's hardcore. It's like the band Septic Death. I don't know if you guys know who they are, but Septic Death. They're from Seattle. Very heavy, old school. the rules are hardcore. Basically, it's going to be very regionalized, right? It's going to be very regionalized. Like, they don't want teams taking planes. Teams are going to be taking buses everywhere. Like, the only time there's going to be, you know what I mean, they're going to be limiting the planes. Like, basically, like, all the games are going to be scheduled sort of regionally. Everyone's going to be within, like, 300 miles of their campus, and they're going to take buses. Like, it's very strict as far as who could be there, and like, they're not playing around. Because they've got billions of dollars at stake, and they lost, like, $1 billion last year. They lost, to be exact, like, $794 million last year when the tournament didn't play. They can't afford to lose that type of money again. Right, you can swallow that once, and it's not fun, but like, they've got to play this damn tournament, and they're going to play it, but they've got to have some sort of integrity to it. They, you know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. That's the next big event around the corner. So a couple of quick props on the way out here. Talking about Mahomes, Jamie Eisenberg is a smart guy. He thinks it's going to be a real track meet. Guys, Tom Brady's passing prop is 295 and a half. Over 325 yards is plus 172 for Tom Brady. You're getting like 72 cents here. 62 cents minus 110, 62 cents difference for like 37 yards, 36 yards. I like that. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.